as Howard Stern or Kimmel are concerned. But my gut feeling on this one tells me that those people have blackmail against them. There's very few people in Hollywood, I think, that are left in positions. There are some people that get into Hollywood randomly, but it's few and far between. They're usually under control of these people. Edward Bernays figured that out 100 years ago and completely transformed American society. And now we have them on record, you know, these celebrities working with the World Health Organization and other groups and getting money to do this. We've had sports stars speak out and say, yeah, they try to give me money to speak out in support of the vaccine. So we know that this happens. And Hollywood is just the propaganda wing of the New World Order. And it's connected to everything, academia, the media, military industrial complex, the Pentagon, and not just through Jeffrey Epstein, but through a number of different things. So that's my two cents.
Rearson, you're up.
Well, Fake Mike unfortunately basically took what I was going to say anyway. If you look at how vocal Stern has been, and Madonna and Scarlett Johansson, take your pick on Twitter of people that went up one side of Trump and down the other. As far as I'm concerned, the ones that have spoken up the way that they have, I'm expecting there to be nothing but pedophiles. So you want to talk about blackmail material? I don't think I can say it any more than what I've already just said here. Do I have any proof? Well, actually, there is something on... I do have a clip. It is morbid. Oh, my God. This isn't really... Well, this is kind of related to Stern and Jimmy Kimmel. But it's footage that the profile... I've got to be honest. I can't say with 100% certainty. But it sure is... Fecal matter stinks. The profile looks like it is Stephen Colbert, and he's with a kid that has been confirmed as being that was murdered. And we know how fair and honest and unbiased Colbert really is. So it's if any of you are interested in the clip, I've got it somewhere on my phone, I believe, that I've actually saved up, but it is just absolutely brutal. So with someone like Stern, my feeling is simply put, there's way too much dirt on the man. Way too much. He's in so deep that he's got no way out. So he's just going to do what he can do. I think before he gets exposed, or assuming he hasn't been executed yet. I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, Kimmel, don't get me started on that douchebag. I find that there's nothing honest about him. Stern was at least upfront about what he was like. He was in your face. Didn't like it? Well, he didn't care. And he was going to do what he was going to do anyway. And he was a necessary rebel for the schleps of us, shall we say. Can't remember what the plebs, that's the word I'm looking for. For those of us that idolized Howard Stern, the higher you up you go in terms of idolization and you get exposed, the worse it's going to be. So I'm looking forward to those two suddenly dying of COVID. I'll leave it at that.
I think... Okay. I'm back. I think ultimately what it boils down to with Hollywood is that in order to stay at the top, you basically have... I mean, part of the reason why they go after podcasters and YouTubers so much is because, unlike every other artistic medium out there, we don't need a whole lot of gear to get a considerable following. I mean, it takes some time to build up a following. You know, I mean, I think I got only, say, I only have 719 subs, which, I mean, it's pretty decent, but I mean, it's like, it's definitely, I'm not going to be challenging PewDiePie anytime soon. The whole thing in Hollywood is that, I mean, it's as much politics as it is just entertaining. And I mean, one of the shows that I listened to quite recently kind of sums it up. Hollywood has been around for so long now that you're seeing sons and grandsons of original performers in positions of power. You have, and this is a quote directly, I can't remember who said it, but it was an interview that I was listening to. You have trust fund babies, and we could say sons and grandsons of executives. So basically, you've got second and third generation people who got into their positions by not having to grind it out the way, say, I mean, yeah, occasionally somebody from the outside comes in and is able to work their way in, but for the most part, you know, if you ain't part of that set, you ain't in. And that left Hollywood ripe for the type of corruption that Fake Mike was talking about, and that all of us here have been talking about. I mean, it's no longer the creative haven that it used to be. I don't want to be in Hollywood. This is the other reason why I had to back away from it. I don't want to be in Hollywood when the money runs out. And let me emphasize this, the money is going to run out. People, like the product, I mean, 2:11, one of the topics we're going to have is that Indiana Jones is going to be a woman. Oh. Yeah, that's 2:11. Oh. That's one of the topics for 2:11.
I'm sorry. I'm feeling a need for me to go back to the hospital. I just got out today, and that's what could possibly go wrong, Disney? You haven't learned 3-4 times already.
No.
Please tell me that Brie Larson's going to be the star in the leading role.
No, she's not going to be Brie Larson.
Damn it. Okay, I'm done.
No, yeah. It'll be Queen Latifah.
What? No. No, okay, oh, you're messing with me. Okay.
Yeah, I'm messing with you.
You had me for like a split second there.
Oh, man. Oh, what's, well, who else could it possibly be? Rosie O'Donnell?
Well, isn't it going to be Angelina Jolie? She already did Tomb Raider, which is the Indiana Jones version of you know.
Yeah,
women.
I mean, it was a separately developed character,
right?
For Lara Croft, right? But yeah, that's effectively what you've got. It's, you know, you're going to see less and less and less original content, and they took. If it's one good thing we can draw from all this COVID stuff is the fact that, I mean, you know, the demise of Hollywood probably got bumped forward about 5 or 6 years at this point. I didn't review the numbers for 2020 on Hollywood because it was like, I mean, COVID shut everything down. But I will be able to do the numbers for 2021. And I don't think the numbers are going to be very good. Now, does anybody else have anything to say before we move on to topic number two? Because it's another Hollywood story.
It's not!
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
Hey, thanks, Rearson, for being so clean, dude. Cleanest Rearson I've ever heard, dude.
They lied yeah. to us!
All right, topic number two, which is Shang-Chi surpasses expectation, woke media gloat a little too soon. Okay, once again, this is one of those things. And topic, by the way, we are going to briefly cover the election stuff for topic number three, but it's only going to be kind of just a quick review of the campaign and the end result, and we'll do a much more extensive coverage in 212. Shang-Chi was, some of the demographics didn't look good. It was being released on a long weekend, which typically, as we all know, the Labor Day long weekend, a lot of people, because I work out of the city now, a lot of people on that long weekend, they want to just get out of the city one more time, because especially up where we live, you know, like, it was a fairly pleasant day today, and it will probably be, if it's not the last shorts day here where I live, it's gonna be it's damn close to being one of the last. So where I live, you know, a lot of people want to go out, don't want to spend Labor Day weekend at home. So it's typically not a very good day to be debuting a movie.
Naroki, this is real Mike, fake news here at RBN. Please inform the listeners of what Shang-Chi is, because I barely know.
So. Okay, Shang-Chi is a movie called Shang-Chi, The Legend of the Five Rings. It is it's part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It for all intents and purposes, it looks specifically tailored to be released in the Chinese market for the most part. Again, right? I haven't seen it yet, and now thanks to the fact that there's COVID passports, I probably won't be seeing it until it comes out on video, or I somehow manage to sneak into a movie theater, which I'm not about to do.
Move to Texas, bro. You can go to all the movies.
Yeah, I know. I would rather not run afoul of ICE at this point. I mean, if somebody wants to sponsor me for a job down there, great.
Just so you're going to vote Democrat. I mean, sorry.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Versus right on it. There you go. Yeah.
I mean, seriously. But I'm going to vote Democrat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I remember that guy. Yep. So, anyway, it got released Labor Day weekend. Sorry, I should have made a little bit more of an explanation about it. So, yeah. The demographics of the movie showed that it looked like yet another cookie cutter MCU flick. Maybe a little less politically correct than most of them, but the preview viewings also did not go over particularly well either. So there was a lot of people going, yeah, I got a bad feeling about this movie. Well, it came out Labor Day weekend, and it definitely exceeded expectations. The woke media...
There were expectations?
Yeah, they were expecting that it wasn't going to do very well at all. They were figuring it was going to only bring in, like, maybe 30 to 40 million domestically, and maybe the same internationally. It didn't. It doubled, it broke something like 80 to 90 million domestically in terms of sales, which was incredible for that movie. I did a little bit of research on Shang-Chi in terms of its sales now. It is going to make a profit, but what ended up happening is that the woke media came out and tried to spin this as, oh, well, the deplorable said the movie was going to tank, and that's not what was said. They said it didn't look good for the movie because of all the demographics, all of the factors that were stated ahead of time. The head actor, like the lead actor on the show, was really vocal about it, to the point where he started getting insulting. And apparently some people did some digging. I didn't look at the video from the quartering when I saw it, but they did some videos on his old tweets. Yeah, he got himself into trouble. Now, I've taken a look at the box office receipts for Shang-Chi since then. Yeah, it is going to make a profit. It's not going to blow away any records. I can't give you a review on it because I can't go. I mean, unless I decide to get one of the movie subscription channels, which, by the way, I'm probably going to be doing this week anyway, as I don't watch anything on TV anymore because it's just nothing but crap. Mm-hmm. The woke media, so desperate is the woke media for some kind of win after taking loss after loss after loss after loss after loss, right? Shang-Chi had a better opening weekend than most, and they used it to come out and openly rub it in the faces of at least our side, because they make no mistake about it, there is a culture war going on right now. Okay, it's going to make a profit, you know. The criticisms of this... Oh, and they also tried to play the race card on us because it was mostly Asian actors in this. And, of course, you know, a careful fact check in search of all of the articles, there was no race issue even brought up. What they tried to say it was, you know, stop Asian hate and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Shang-Chi is going to do okay at the box office, so expect a Shang-Chi 2 at some point, because that actually turned a profit. But is this the knock it out of the park win that the wokesters have been looking for? No, it's not. And, of course, once the second week returns came in and once the third week returns came in, and it turns out that this was just going to be a vanilla hit for them, a.k.a. the people who invested in it were going to make their money, but it wasn't going to win any awards, it wasn't going to set any records or anything like that, they immediately shut up. Yeah, so who wants to go next?
Yeah, you know, I'm just... There's too much expectations. I don't know. It's what does it have to do with the Asian hate? I missed that link. Because I've actually been asking people on my show and callers, people around me, is there's really such thing as American Asian hate? Was that a thing, or is that just something mainstream media has been forcing on us, you know, a reverse psychology to get us into another cell of division? I don't hate the Asians for COVID-19. I mean, I know for a fact that some nefarious companies associated even with Dr. Anthony Fauci is responsible for, you know, Wuhan, you know, all the money. But what does it have to do with the Asians? You know, the Asians, China is a hub of oppression. We have a traditional front on us. You know, there's this huge traditionalist movement that China has taken on, which is the exact opposite. Over here in the free world, everybody's splintering off into this wild individualism that can only be rounded up by the end of the day by a crisis, which the government creates, into something, you know, for example, we're going through with this COVID, to be used against the traditional fascism. So we got a radical fascism going against the traditional fascism. And, yeah, I don't see this Asian hate. So it didn't happen. I don't think it happened. It didn't happen. There may be some people out there who experienced something. But, I mean, as a black man, I know there's always going to be those people from whatever little tiny town who will, you know, some slack-jawed inbred person says something stupid, but that person's always going to be there until society evolves and force those people to come with us. I didn't see any Asian hate, so I don't know if I'm even touched the subject here, but I don't see why that would even be important compared to what's going on right now. So I'm not down for Asian hate. I know Chinese people are not responsible for what's going on. I know there's people in Hong Kong who've had their democracy destroyed. It's too much going on around the world right now. I just don't believe in the Asian hate, though.
I haven't seen any Asian hate here in Austin, Texas, just FYI. No Asian hate. Wish I did. Haven't seen
it. Yeah. The media is trying to control us too much, trying to tell us what to think. Trying to tell us there's a problem when there is a problem. But if you believe that there's Asian hate, you know, if you're a KKK ghost sheet-wearing mofo, you might just pick up on it and think it's real and then carry it on yourself. I hate, you know, oh this movie is going to suck. Oh, this movie's supposed to suck. You know, they're not... They're trying to make that determination for you. People need to see things for themselves. You know, movie critics... I love seeing movie critic articles. I love seeing what movie critics say about any movie. Because they say it sucks, I'm probably going to enjoy the hell out of it. You know? That's the kind of person I am. I mean, most of my favorite movies are low on the Rotten Tomato list. So, I mean, I don't know. That's all I got to say. I probably didn't even touch the subject. That's what I'm feeling out of this.
No, well, that's okay. Fake, you're up.
Yeah, I've been boycotting Hollywood for a long time, especially anything... Disney, anything Marvel, with you know, all the people that Dan Snyder and James Gunn and all these pedos that they hire, I definitely won't be seeing any of these movies. And yeah, I think less and less people are seeing movies, which is a good thing. And that is, I think, one of the silver linings with this whole COVID is, I think, a lot of sports people, they don't like vaccines as much as maybe the movie people, and you're seeing public's attention slowly drift away from that, but we need to be there to step in to replace it with something better like this show, because there's other people that want to fill their minds up with other stuff, so.
Person, you I was a movie fanatic, you.
Oh yes, terribly, terribly. I guess in a way, I was actually prepared for this topic more than anything else. First thing I'm going to start off with, though, was my question is that there were actual expectations of this movie. So right there, that should start to give... Well, that's where my mindset begins with. Hold on a minute here. As much as I would like to expel what's in my nasal cavity on the microphone, I'd rather save everybody the aggravation. Anyway, I mean, when was the last time that there was a good... Honestly, that there was a good superhero movie? I can tell you the last one. It was Endgame.
Mm.
That's it. And I listened to Razor Fist tonight... Or today, or yesterday. They wouldn't know it was today. And he's actually not wrong in his observations, is that you, when a genre clicks, you get, generally speaking, about 10 good years of money-making movies that generate revenue. I mean, we had X-Men, we had Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man, and whatever else that started off when I was still working in Canmore, Alberta. Nice, beautiful place to live. Expensive as all hell, but a beautiful place to live. And it got the genre started. It got things moving. There was also the Hulk, but we won't talk about that with Edward
Norton.
Yeah, we won't talk about that one. I mean, that was just bad. But anyway. So it took time to get things all put together. And then 2008 to 2009, whenever it was that Iron Man came out, boom. There you are, folks. It took off like a freaking rocket. And Marvel / Disney knew that they had their moneymaker. They ran with it and they milked it. But I think that they realized somebody must have also come to this understanding in all within Marvel that at the end of the day, this is only going to have a limited run. We're only going to have, I don't know, say 10 years, give or take. So they planned every movie out to come out in the manner that it did. And it filled in a lot of gaps very nicely. Can't say anything good about Captain Marvel, so we'll leave that one alone. And we'll leave that one completely alone. Useless twunt, but anyway. And outside of that, I mean, it was a relatively flawless execution of movies to fill in from Iron Man. Sorry, well, in terms of actual release dates, to go from Iron Man all the way up to Endgame, but basically starting with Captain America, the World War II setting, all the way through to Endgame. It was actually masterfully planned out and executed quite well. There were some that were not the greatest. I mean, Black Panther for me was, I watched it out of necessity. Ant-Man, it was nice comic relief, same as Thor 3, but by and large, very, very well done. But once Endgame came in and got everything that needed to be done, that's it. That's it. I mean, there was one gentleman on my Crackbook friends list with my account that got shuttered. And he was saying that, you know, there's going to be more superhero movies. And I just said, Ron, no, there's not. Well, it won't be. It will not be successful like this. Endgame, to put Endgame into terms of another way to frame it. I just had the insight right now about it, actually. Endgame is to movies to what Thriller and Hysteria in the 80s were for music. Michael Jackson and Def Leppard could do whatever they wanted afterwards, but everything would be compared to those two albums for their careers for the rest of their lives. And as long as they didn't care, they were fine. The industry has to accept the same standards. So for me, and listen to what also Razor Fist had to say, is that you'll get duds, Black Widow. Oh, and by the way, I'll expect everything to be released to digital rather than. So expect more actors to get shafted like Scarlett Johansson. Dumb twunt, but anyway. For being in bed with Disney, but that's another story. It's going to linger for about another 5 to 10 years where they're going to try to make something. I mean, do we really remember anything about the Inhumans? You know, that sort of thing outside that they're really pushing the LGBTQ plus. Add whatever letters you want afterwards. I just give up after L, B, and G. I leave it at that. But it's dead. Like, the whole superhero genre for the next little while, well, probably for the next couple of decades, I'm sure at least, is dead. I have no expectations of Deadpool 3. I mean, from what I've seen of it already, it's going to be very woke. I am losing respect for Ryan Reynolds. I mean, I love him as a comedic actor. He knows how to deliver, you know, the jokes, but I don't trust him. I really don't honestly trust him. So, yeah, Shang-Chi exceeded expectations. Well, I'm sorry. When you're expected to jump over a broomstick and it's only about an inch off the floor, well, hell, a toddler should be able to do that.
Well, that's exactly what happened. What really, really stood out to me was that the wokesters, which is my term for them, the wokesters, were so desperate for victory that they, like, literally, I mean, they literally overdid it. Just because Shang-Chi exceeded expectations. Like, I mean, it didn't blow anything away. Like, it didn't set new standards.
No, and I don't think it will set any standards at all, except that it's almost one of those golf clap, you know, because the person they managed to put the movie ball into the hole. That's it. I mean, there's nothing coming out of Hollywood that's going to be good. So I'm just going to sit back. I'm going to enjoy watching this train wreck happen because, well, you know what? That's it. Now this is going to be one of my little. It's only going to be one bomb here, but you know, if this is the route that Hollywood wants to go, fuck them. And on that note, I got nothing else to say.
Okay, yeah, so yeah.
Well, if I can add one more thing. yeah, you know, Hollywood. People is not the only source of entertainment on the planet. Blizzard is not the only source of video game entertainment on the planet. There are places, you know, I mean, as a matter of fact, like I said, I say this on my show all the time, actually. I stopped watching TV at the age of 12. Mostly because I was either grounded a lot or I was out running the streets. So I had a lot of time for reading, and a lot of time for you know, other stuff and learning. But even as I got into computers, it's like, wow. I would rather spend 6 hours on Newgrounds.com, Flash Cartoons, than spending 6 hours on cable TV. You know, I just don't get the appeal of cable TV, especially with commercials. YouTube, oh, you better believe whatever device I have, I've got some program that shuts out commercials. No, I'm not paying YouTube for a premium service, especially when they've put down all my videos and buried them so nobody can see them. Yeah, so. Yeah, even still, YouTube over cable TV over Hollywood, over all that crap. There's alternatives. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, yeah, one more, fuck 'em.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, that was deep there, Rearson.
Yeah.
Oh, just call me Captain Obvious.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's all I want to say.
Okay, so, all right, that pretty much concludes this portion of the show. As I said earlier, we are going to do a section on the Canadian election. Just a quick one, though, because, like I say, we are definitely going to be doing a major coverage of this, and we've already done a show on 209 on Monday.
Did you? Sorry, my friend, but we had agreed that we weren't going to bother with it, so let's just move on.
Well, yeah, let's just...
Let's not. Shall we move on to the rest?
No. Are any of you guys going to be on Wednesday?
I think we can do a simulcast Wednesday.
Okay, because I wouldn't, what ended up happening was Trudeau got elected, and it was there's a set of circumstances around it, which was enough of a vote split that it cost the Conservatives the election up here. And, we've already done an extensive thing on this on 209. So, yeah, I was kind of on the fence about this. And after hearing everybody, I just thought it would be a good idea just to get a quick comment from you guys on this before we go to 212. But, if you don't want to, then we can just move on.
I know nothing about Canadian politics. We can move on.
Okay. All right. Let's move on then. All right. So now we're starting to talk about, vaccine restriction and using and number five. We're doing a whole Joe Biden section here. I wouldn't even call it vaccine restrictions, in as much as I would call this absolute incompetence. And the way the Biden administration just treats us like we're stupid. Okay, and I'm just talking about specifically the other issues that got brought up this week with the Biden administration, the one that they tried to sneak everyone past, the fact that they tried to disguise job creation as people returning to work from all of the from all the layoffs, and they tried to disguise that as job creation.
Yeah.
And the way they tried to do it, and for instance, the Democrat Party, look at all of these new jobs that Joe Biden created. And it was sort of like, no, he didn't create those jobs. Those were people, and we will get into his use of OSHA and the unconstitutional orders around that. But just the way they treated this as, oh, well, look at all of these jobs that were created. And then, when the Democrat Party in particular tried, and several mainstream media outlets also tried to play off this quote-unquote return to work as job creation, was just something that was and when we get into, we won't even cover OSHA in this part, but it's sort of really, do you think we were born yesterday? Even Justin, who is a guy who's only maybe marginally smarter than Joe Biden, wasn't stupid enough to try to disguise that people returning to work after extended layoffs was somehow job creation. This is one of the other reasons why I brought this up. I actually saw a video from when Biden first got elected into office back in the 70s. And he was on the PBS NewsHour, and I'm listening to him talk. And by the way, he actually had black hair back then. He had a full head of hair too, by the way. He was talking about corruption and everything like that. He was saying, "Well, there's so much money to interest in Washington D.C. that he was literally saying it was almost impossible to avoid corruption in D.C. And, the more I keep thinking about this, it's sort of it's very clear that he's not the one calling the shots. And when we get into the coverage of OSHA, that will become fairly obvious. But the big thing about this is just The way that this particular story was presented, it was sort of like they were just hoping that we were just plain stupid. And the thing about it is that there are, and this is one of the good things, especially after the situation in Afghanistan, right? Like, it's helped separate the wheat from the chaff, so to speak. And you really, truly do know who the stunned, stupid idiots are in the world now. Like, anybody who would be openly supporting Biden after this, I mean, even the ones who dislike Trump and have been using Orange Mad Bad hand lotion by the gallon, oh yes, Orange Man Bad hand lotion. Yep, the hand lotion, for those of you who just can't get over the fact that Trump won back in 2016 and are still hung up about it even though he's not president anymore. That's really all I gotta say about this particular topic. It's just, I mean, just dumber. Even the people behind the scenes, the ones who are clearly the ones calling the shots, are obviously not much brighter than Biden. And again, like I was saying earlier about hi Nihilist, okay, I'll let you in.
Now this should be interesting.
Okay, mic check. 1, 2, 3. Did we lose anybody?
Oh, sorry.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Oh, no. I'm sure that's what he said a lot with the ladies and the girls.
Okay, yep. So, sorry. We're going to be adding Nihilist here in a second. So the whole situation with this is just basically, yeah, he's like treating us like we're like stupid, and whoever wants to go next can.
I would like to jump on this. Just yesterday or the day before on my broadcast, just talking about the whole point, the fact they are treating us like we're stupid. They want to use terminology and reverse psychology and like. Okay, I know you take English, you speak a language, and you take that language in school. You think you should have mastered that language, right? Well, here they want to tell us that words don't mean what it is that they're saying. Okay, defensive strikes. Over-the-horizon drone missiles. These are defensive strikes. I mean, listen, I might look kind of funny, but I ain't no fool. Okay? This is any kind of oppression that you can put on somebody, especially when you're in somebody else's. You know, okay, we got the Fourth Amendment, right? Those soldiers should be occupying your home. But that's exactly what it is. If somebody's in your house, let's say the government decides to put some Gestapo agent to stand at your front door and monitor you and tell you what you can and can't do in your house, you know, you say, you know what, oh, screw this. I'm going to live the way I want to live. And that agent punches you in the face and attacks you, that agent's ready to report to everybody else, oh, that was a defensive strike. Come on. Can you see the? If you got enough sense to look at it, they're treating us like we are damned morons. I mean, if you're gonna lie, lie. Come up with a convincing lie. But you're gonna tell me that the sky is red when I know it's blue? Come on. I'm so offended. I'm more offended by the lies. I'm more offended by thinking that we can be talked in circles with double think. This double speak.
Yeah.
I know the English language in itself was actually created to be that way. It's very easy to do that in the English language, but it's infuriating. You're going to tell me that I don't know the difference between apples and oranges. That's basically what they're going to tell us.
Yeah, I'll just say that I agree with what both gentlemen said right before me. And I'll take it a step further, too, because not only, I mean, is Biden a pedophile war criminal, but if anybody that supports him, I feel the same way for anybody that supports Donald Trump. He's the one that signed the emergency order that caused the lockdown. He's the one that gave us Operation Warp Speed to get the vaccine super fast. He said masks were patriotic, could go on and on and on and on. So I still don't understand.
Tremendous vaccine.
He gave you guys the best vaccine. He saved us with the vaccine. He shut down the country. He sat idly by with the lockdown. So yeah, if you support Trump or Biden or any president, quite frankly, and even JFK had his problems. Grover Cleveland was okay, had his own problems. But besides those two guys, if you support any president, man, you lost me. That's my 4 cents.
Okay, RBN, man, now's the time for you to insert that sound clip.
Will Turbitt is the worst vaccine lover ever. I have no clips. I have no clips, but I do have this.
Oh! I haven't laughed that hard since I was a little girl. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Will Turbitt. Worst commentator ever. Is this Fox News? I don't even understand. I don't even understand what's happening.
No. I
have to put my headphones on. I'm smoking a cigarette. I wish my drink was full, but it's not. Oh, jeez. Hello? Cash me outside. Cash me outside. That's all I know. Last time I checked, I said, cash me outside. And I was looking for the high definition. The high definition. Oh, God. Bad baby.
All right.
So the audience are a bunch of hoes.
Yeah.
Yes. Audience are a bunch of hoes. Mr. Turbitt. Terrible. Terrible commentator. I have the best vaccine. By the way, best vaccine. Best vaccine you've ever seen. In case you're wondering, I also know about Arnold. He's a great, great man.
Screw your freedom.
Oh, shut up, Arnold. Shut up, Arnold. Arnold, we don't like you.
Ouch!
We don't like you. Oh, Canadian pastor, please go away. Please go away. That's right. That's right. Heavy metal. Everybody hail Fauci. He's the best. Mr. Turbitt.
Mr. Turbitt's not being a good little Nazi today.
I demur to Mr. Turbitt again, please.
Yep. They're all tyrant war criminals, pedophile protectors. Screw them all.
Fake Mike. He's got a fake Mike. Ladies and gentlemen, fake Mike.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much, RBN. Okay, Nihilus, you get the honor of following that up.
I don't have the foggiest idea what you all are even talking about.
Oh, yeah, no, we're talking about, well, first of all, we're talking about just Biden's, there's a whole section on Biden. First, we're talking about this particular topic is about how he basically claimed he created all these jobs when it was just people returning to work and treating people stupidly. And then the next section is going to be about him employing OSHA to enforce an executive order.
Catch me outside. How about that?
What does that mean?
Yeah. Catch you outside. What does that mean?
What okay, I just said.
Okay, yeah, let's get Nihilist in here.
Nihilist, what's going on?
Not much. Your favorite roid rage filled motherfucker is on the program.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Okay.
There we go. Oh. Cut his mic. Cut his mic.
All right. We gotta drop Nihilist. I apologize here. This is not to step on you.
Okay, no, we're actually simulcast, so yeah, we have to keep the swearing down to a minimum.
That's fine.
Well, I didn't just make the ears bleed of some virginal people out there. Sorry about that. I meant MF-er. I'm sorry. Anyway, so what we have here is I tell you what, this is amazing to me. I don't know if I'm starting to get a couple of years on me and I'm not so full of poo-poo anymore or what, but the last 6 months has really shown me how far the establishment in this country has went down as far as their capabilities. It's no wonder we can't get anything done anymore, do anything right. We can't pull out of a country, for God's sake. Do you realize that this is on the the state level? This is just grabbing your Legos, throwing them in a box, and going back to your house. We can't do that. We can't dispose of things properly. I mean, it blows my mind that this is the this is the state of things. Of course, that could be a hemorrhage from my human growth hormone habit as well. I don't know. Now, with going on, and that's Afghanistan. That's one abortion. That's just whoops. That's one problem that we have here in this. Now, trying to restarting the economy and then trying to say, oh my God, the jobs are falling out of the sky like droplets of rain. And it's like, wait a minute. Every single one of us. I mean, this is not something that would slip by most people. You know, I mean, if you're over the age of about 25 and less than, senility, then everybody knows what's been going on with COVID, the lockdowns, the job losses, the halting in this country, kind of the changing of focus on stuff just to survive. If you're a kid or you don't have much experience out in the real world, then you might not grasp it at the finer topics of this very well, but everybody else knows. This isn't some arcane knowledge or policy wonk stuff. This isn't some minutia that only people with an unhealthy focus on a particular subject would have. Everybody knows this. This is like a nationwide, a generational, actually, thing that we will be talking about when half the people on this channel, including myself, will be dead. All right, where people will still be talking about this, and they go, oh well, so now, all over the news, all over just the internet. Period. All these states are allowing taking the governors off, so to speak, and allowing the economy to move at more of a natural speed that it would have otherwise. And, of course, people are going back to work, and he's trying to act like he's got the magic fairy dust. He's going to wave his little wand over a hat. He's like, hey, look, 10 million jobs or whatever, that he just pulled out. It's amazing. It really seems like amateur hour stuff. I would expect something like this out of a student election, and I mean that. I mean, like this is something like, hey, I improved your, the candy in the candy machine because you elected me a student body president or something. That sort of level of just eye-crossing, eye-rolling crap. And this is the president of the United States and a bunch of people that we are supposed to believe are the best and brightest that we have to offer, from Ivy League schools, well-connected. Their families are, they've had a lot of benefits and a lot of privileges, you could say, that leads us to believe that they are the most capable among us, and they're pulling something like this. Either way it goes, doesn't look good. It's either they are so stupid that they think that they can pull this over on us, on a majority of us anyway, and we'll bite, or they really don't know any better. Neither one.
Yep.
It.
Sweet, the weed makes good.
How about that?
It's going to be. It gives a lot of hope to the world that we have kept our ability to kind of lead, to be the hegemon that we have been for decades. And this is not good, fellas. But hey, what the hell? I just live in this country. That doesn't matter to me.
How about that? How about that? How about that?
I think, are we, I gotta look at my time here. How much time do you have for the RVM broadcast?
We got like a couple of minutes, dude. And you know, you gotta hear this.
Oh, we gotta have Rearson get his say in.
Come on, Rearson.
And then you can take yourselves out, and then it's gonna be. Well, Real Mike, if you want to stay in, great. I guess V has to drop off, though, right?
No, I'm staying in.
V's going to stay. I don't know. Maybe I can stay, dude. I mean, I wish my girl would come on the air, but she refuses. She's out there.
We can bump off that Christian programming.
That's right. We can hang out. I'll put the Christian programming on, and then we'll still be like...
Catch me outside.
Okay, Rearson, you're up.
Well, with what Biden's trying to pull south of our border is no different than what we're experiencing within Alberta. Is that, and even my lovely employer for the future is supposed to be friendly. I have a... I've got a 5-page document that I need to sign, scan, and send into the powers that be to tell them to go pound salt. No, I am not going to get vaccinated. No, I am not going to submit to a nasal swab. I mean, if you really want to, you can swab out my butt and see what comes out of all of that for bacteria and all that other fun stuff. Ain't going to happen. It is not going to happen. I've brought this up because we're potentially going to be part of a United Steelworkers Union. And I spoke with one of the reps a couple of days before I ended up being hospitalized. And they're looking into it. But I'm not the only one that's starting to rumble about this. And I'm very tempted to actually take the documents that I've got and just send it out to the floor. It's like, look, love me, hate me, I really don't care. What they're doing is unconstitutional, it's illegal, and here's the documentation. I know I'm going to be getting some, that this is going to get forward up to the powers that be and whatever else, and I'm going to have a spotlight on me. But as the saying goes, evil flourishes when good men do nothing.
Hey, so exactly. Listen, I got to interrupt you just to sign out for RVM. Yeah,
by all means. By all means.
Y'all gotta love this, dude. Tell them, B.
Well, let's just do the sign out. Guys, this has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. In land of surveillance man with third eyes king, so please educate yourselves. And wait, let's not put that on Naroki's feed. Let's put that on...
But it's the best.
They can listen to it on their own time. I want to finish what he's saying.
All right. Just for the art.
Go ahead, finish up. Go ahead.
All right. So it is going to be one of those that I feel like that old man in the first Thor
movie. Conan! What is best in life? Crush your enemies. See them driven before you. They hear the lamentation of the women. That is good.
Tune in next time to Redfield Hardcore. Keep it real. Take her in.